My name's William Mead, and I live in Jewett, Conifer Lake, and I've lived here for 79 years so far, and I expect to be here another 20 years, I hope. And I did have the opportunity to work at the Ukrainian church, not in the very start of it, but the next year after it was constructed.
And how exactly did you get involved?
Well, a gentleman by the name of Henry Kramer had excavating business, and well, of course, the doctor gave the property to the church, and he leveled off where the church is and dug the footings for the church. And then Rudy Ballin and Max, I think his name was Curie or something like that, they built the church, and then I bought the excavating business from Mr. Kramer, and so I guess I went with the operation, and I did the grading in the front and around the church and the back slope, and worked there on and off at many different times, but we did the footings, dug the footings for the bell tower. But for the priest's home or whatever they call it now is, excuse me, I didn't do that. I think Ted Higgins did that. Mm-hmm. And the art museum and the gift shop, I don't know who did that.
Mm-hmm. But that was, later. You weren't involved.
Much later, yeah.
And it was Dr. Makarevich that had...
Dr. Makarevich is the one that got a hold of me to do the work, and a better guy to work for never lived. And
what kind of a person was he?
He was a hard worker, very hard worker. And he really expected everybody else to do the same. Marty Hudicek, he's still alive. He's 92 years old. He built the stone steps going up to the church. And it was amazing because he wasn't a stonemason, but he had no work. And Dr. Makarevich got a hold of him for some reason, and he said, well, I got to learn, I guess. So him and his son built the steps, and they've been there for 50 years, or 49, whatever. But it was a very good job.
So an eclectic group of people working on this project to put up a church, and how do you feel today when you drive by it? Do you have any sort of sentiment?
It's a monument, really, for the town. We're lucky that they built it in the town of Jewett. Of course, excuse me, but everybody lives there. Tell everybody they live in Hunter, but it's really not true.
And, it's in Jewett.
And it's very nice.
Do you have any anecdotes, something funny that may have happened in those times or interesting that has stuck with you?
Yeah.
Would you care to share?
When we was digging out the foundation for the bell tower, there was two Ukrainian gentlemen that at that time seemed like quite old guys, but they weren't too old. And they were cutting all the timbers and drilling the holes, and the gentleman that helped me at that time was working for me, Glenn Haven. We're chuckling at each other. It'll be funny, this thing, they'll never go up. But once we got the hole dug, and a gentleman by the name of Richard Banks did the footings and the concrete work, and that thing went together like a tinker. So he said, every pin went up, the pin went in. I couldn't believe it. It was how they knew how to do all these things, you know, just from a picture or a memory, whatever.
Because those buildings are very unusual in that there are no nails.
No, I know. All pins, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and of course, we used to laugh. They could put up a post and beam building with no problem, but when you wanted to put up a conventional house with two or four studs, 16 centers, they had no idea how to do this. But they learned, you know, they all built houses. I dug basins for most of the Ukrainians down there when they built their houses down where Queens Court is. I don't know if you know where that is.
Is that here in Jewett, or is it?
That's in Lexington, just over the line.
My folks live in Lexington, and they're on 23A, and mm-hmm. there's that whole, well, across the way, there's this whole sort of, almost like a village of homes. Is that where you, is that Queens Court?
Well, there used to be a bar and a restaurant.
Lloyd's?
Lloyd's, mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
that's how
we know it, yeah.
Well, Charlie Saitelli owned all the property. He sold his lots off, and he built the bar. He had a pretty good business, a motel and a little bar. But he was in real estate.
He was the gentleman who owned Peak Realty, right?
He sold a place, and then he built his house up behind there. And then he had that little A-frame that he sold real estate out of.
Well, thank you very much for helping create the church, and thank you for speaking today.
Well, that's very simple.
Well, they were great. Thank you.